Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Writing to men and women just like we are, who lived in the world's capital, the ancient city of Rome, long ago Paul wrote, "Don't be conformed to this world." Phillips puts it like this, "Don't let the world force you into its mold." Now, this demands radical transformation. But the issue is, how can all of this happen in the world of the 21st century? How can I, as a human being who struggles with my old nature, separate myself from all that I don't want to be and actually be renewed in the image of God? It becomes apparent reading the writings of the New Testament that following Christ demands the leaving of something for something else uniquely different. One is described as the world, the other, the kingdom of God. Now, the two are not only different, they're enemies of each other. James wrote that the person who is a friend to the world is an enemy to God. Towards the end of the first century, John, the last surviving apostle, admonished, "Don't love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Question: as time progressed, did folks in the church expect more of Jesus' followers than he himself did? When Jesus called men and women, he challenged them to follow him. But it became apparent in stepping out to follow Christ, they were leaving something behind, something which could no longer be an active part of their lives. It was not a matter of no longer fishing at Galilee or doing the chores or shopping or sitting at the receipt of customs. It was a mindset, a mentality which was willing to break with custom and at times even laws. Following Jesus demanded new allegiance with a different set of values. When Jesus prayed in the garden shortly before Calvary, he prayed not that God would take them from the world, but rather he would protect them in the world. He said, "Father, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it." When the Bible talks about the world, are we describing the beautiful mountains, the flowers that bloom in the meadows, the warmth of a tropical sun as it bathes the thunder clouds in crimson and pink? No. We're talking about a mentality, a way of thinking, as well as a way of life. The kingdom of man, which can be called the world, is in marked contrast to the kingdom of God, where Christ rules in the hearts and lives of people. You see, in the world, anything goes. If it feels good, do it. The world's admiration is for the winner. Sex, beauty, and money reign supreme. Values are relative. Might makes right. Beginning to get the picture? That's the world in which we live, one that has existed since the time of Adam. It is also the world in which Jesus calls his followers to march to the beat of a different drummer, to be different because of a change of heart that comes as people follow him. Paul states clearly that conversion means being delivered from the mindset or authority of the world as we submit to Christ. Writing to the Colossians, Paul said that Christ has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Do we need to rediscover the truth of today's short commentary? I believe we do. I believe with all my heart that our failure to know the difference between the world and the kingdom of God has resulted in an anemic, powerless church today. The greatest enemy is not out there. It's within the gates. And we must recognize that fact to do something about it. A closing thought. I really doubt that today's program will rank way up there with the most requested, most popular ones. But sometimes, like taking a bath or a dose of cough syrup, it's a good idea, necessary. We look at ourselves and we become healthier. Think about what I've just said and apply it to your life. The real enemies are not out there. Sometimes they're within.